Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug McWeeny. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Doug McWeeny. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Pittenger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold takes first base on ball four. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leibold moves to second. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leibold moves to third. One out. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leibold tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger bunts towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pittenger for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule takes first base on ball four. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harris moves to third. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug McWeeny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWeeny takes first base on ball four. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Harris catches it and throws to Pratt, who tags McWeeny for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pratt hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a pop-up towards short. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Rule and he is out, Dugan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Harris reaches second base with a double. Dugan moves to third. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-0 in the game. Pittenger hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dugan tags and scores. Harris tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rule takes first base on ball 4. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn strikes out. 2 outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Schock to Johnson covering second. The throw back to home, and Harris is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk strikes out. 1 out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Leibold hits a line drive into center field. Strunk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Strunk. Leibold moves to second. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoski bunts towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Leibold moves to third. 1 out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leibold scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pratt. The throw from Schock and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Pratt scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dugan scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jose Acosta now pitching. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-1 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Acosta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acosta hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Rule hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Rule reaches second base with a double. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn strikes out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rule. The throw from Schalk and he is out, McClellan applying the tag. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leibold takes first base on ball 4. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leibold. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pratt moves to third. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan has Pratt trapped. There's the throw to Schalk and back to McClellan, who tags Pratt for the out. Smith moves to third. Dugan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pittenger hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 2 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan misplays the ball. That's an error on Dugan. Sheely moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still pinch hits for Jose Acosta. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheely moves to third. McClellan moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lum Davenport now pitching. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 3 in the game. Quinn strikes out. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Leibold hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strunk strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Quinn covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.